Hello and welcome to D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shuddha Janand and today I have with me a very special guest, Piyush Chaudhary, who is founder of Wave Analytics. Well, Piyush is an avid technician with an edge on Elliott Waves. He's the market for about 20 years now and looks at charts with the lens of patterns and objectivity. He can be reached at Piyush Chaudhary. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Chaudhary.
Thank you so much, Hitej. I'm glad to be here.
Right. Well, Piyush, you've been in this market as a trader for about 18 years now. So how has been the journey for you?
The journey was more of downs to begin with in the beginning.
Sure.
It was very adventurous. But I think I found my semblance much later,
right,
as I understood how the things function. So I think you can say that the last few years have been very nice.
Right. And, you know, we are on the sidelines of Traders Carnival 2021 at Goa. And we find a lot of new traders also joined the party here, you know, on the Traders Carnival. So my next question to you is, for someone who's new to trading, is Elliott Wave the right methodology?
Yes, I would say that. But that is not the first step, in fact. How things evolve is, you have to understand how basically things function in this market. Now, if you go back and look back, say, somewhere around 1980s,
mm-hmm.
An author called Mandelbrot studied the fractal geometry of nature. His main focus was the geometrical patterns that were found in nature.
Okay.
And this was the first time an official study was being done and acknowledged,
right,
that there is geometry in the nature.
That's right.
However, much before that, Edwards and Maggie in 1950s studied patterns in stock markets.
Mm-hmm.
Patterns are but the psychology, the patterns, these geometrical patterns in stock market,
true,
on the stock prices.
Mm-hmm.
And much before that, in the 1920s, R.N. Elliott started it all. He studied patterns in stock market. These patterns were Elliott wave patterns.
Okay.
His way of studying, his way of understanding was the geometrical measurement of,
right,
those patterns and application of those patterns in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have come a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
And however, if anyone wants to begin with the stock market and the Elliott wave, they should first study the patterns. And
okay,
I would suggest to go with the classical patterns of Edwards and Maggie first,
mm-hmm,
and then graduate it to Elliott wave.
Right, I'm sure our listeners would take note of that. And you're also a pro at algo trading, you know. And how can investors use algo trading effectively? And how can one set it up, you know, which involves cost, what is the procedure involved, etc.?
You know, when we come to markets, we always look at strategies, which strategy makes me money.
True.
So eventually, it's about finding your edge,
mm-hmm,
finding your niche, finding your edge, whichever way. Now, how it happens is that when you are learning a strategy is like learning a song to play on the guitar.
True.
But that is not where the music ends.
Right.
When you are in love with the guitar, you will want to love the entire music. You would want to learn more about the music. More music means more strategies,
mm-hmm,
more songs. So yes, start with the strategy, but then eventually you will fall in love with the music, and then you would want to play more and more songs. You would want to have more and more strategies. So it's a never-ending journey,
mm-hmm,
never-ending journey, because there is no perfection.
Right.
You are always studying with the pros and cons and eventually implementing what suits you best. So to begin with, start with the strategies that suits your temperament. That is,
okay,
your most important part. Try to find what suits your temperament.
Right. Well, everyone looks at making profit, and that's what the reality is. You know, everyone comes to trading to make some bit of profit. And yes, you know, there's also the other side of the story. But if someone who's coming to the market, what is the initial investment required, you know, who's looking at making a certain amount of money or a passive income?
Now, for the cash market, obviously, there is no starting point. Whatever is your, whatever you can begin with.
Right.
However, when we come to derivatives, there are issues.
Right.
There are issues of margins, then there are issues of overnight risks, mm-hmm, and everything. So anybody, when we look at particular strategies, if you are into futures, this same margin, thanks to the regulators' increased margins, you will need a much increased capital now, say somewhere around 10 lakhs and going forward,
right,
above. But in the option strategies, you can start with lower amounts. You'll still need to see which strategies work, which will need the lower,
mm-hmm,
margins.
Mm-hmm.
So for option strategies, less than 5 lakhs is a possibility.
Right.
But you need to be very careful with the strategies, in picking the strategies.
Okay. Now, as you pointed out earlier that you're an algo trader as well. Now, last year, the month of March was a difficult period for investors. And, for a market which was hitting record highs, suddenly fell in double digits amid the outbreak of COVID. So how did algo manage that period? And what did you do to fine tune the system?
Whenever we make an algo, we make as per the period of study. We utilize a backtest period and the strategies are formed studying that period. Now, the kind of fall that we were witnessing was not a part of that backtest period at all.
Right.
So what we initially did was go into the sidelines and study what is happening, inculcate that data back into the system, try to study it, try to understand it. Two things were happening that were new to the system. One, that the volatility was through the roof, which we had never seen, not in the last 10-12 year period, not since 2008.
Right.
And this time also the volatility was higher than the previous 2008 fall. So the trend was very, very strong. Suddenly the crash was happening. Right. Volatility was through the roof. And SEBI was coming up with the structural changes of increased margins and increased loss sizes. So there were very pulling factors. On one hand, you have to manage the risk through the volatility. On the other hand, the capital was to be understood. The deployment of capital was to be done in a different manner. So the way we managed was that after coming back from the sidelines, whenever we came back to the pitch, we started utilizing the capital much lesser than our previous utilization. If on an average we would utilize 60-80% of the capital for our derivative positions earlier, pre-COVID, during COVID, during post-March 2020, and after the volatility increased and the structural changes that happened in the system, after that we have come down to less than 50% of the capital. We stayed under 50% of the capital for several months until now, when the volatility tamed down, VIX is now below 25-30, so we are now in a more comfortable zone. We are now in a more manageable zone. So now we can slowly graduate to our previous levels, but our capital utilization went much lower.
So any, in your own experience, any trade that you remember, which sort of stayed with you, wherein things went the other way and you might have lost something, but then, in that period of time, you were able to, come out of that situation as well, using, either, Elliott Wave approach or any other methodology that helped you out of that.
So in most cases, how I do it is I try to keep things linear. I don't try to fight the system. I don't try to fight the market.
Right.
Firefighting is not really my way of working. If I make a view, whichever view was it, I have to come up with a clear certainty that, okay, this is the view. Let me take a long or a short. I take the position. If I go wrong, I hit the stop, get out the position, take the hit and go out. And then I go to the drawing board. Then I re-understand the situation with a calmer mind, because if the position is on, I cannot think. My thinking would always be biased and I don't want to think with the bias. So let me take the loss and then go back to the drawing board, then come back afresh. See that if the situation is still in the same scenario, then I'll reopen the position. So eventually it does not make any sense to firefight as such. Because if, the net M2Ms, all those things are anyways taken by the market. So you can always come back with the capital. So never bet so much that you can't make a comeback.
Well, never fight the market. I think that's the big takeaway for investors as well as the new ones who've joined the party on B-Street. Well, on that note, thank you, Mr. Chaudhary, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. And again, we are on the sidelines of Traders Panel 2021. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Chaudhary.
Thank you.